All things B.B. Comer football are here now. This is the Coach Fawcett Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Welcome into the Coach Adam Fawcett Show. I'm Greg Wyckoff, Tony White, and the most interesting man in high school football. Coach Adam Fawcett.
The man of the hour. Or the 14 minutes, whichever one.
I don't know about most interesting. I think I'm kind of boring. I like being boring.
Coach, what a nasty night it was.
Amen.
Last Friday night.
Amen.
It just kind of went with the game. But
it was.
I told Tony we're not going to talk a lot about it because
it's over with.
It's over with. Yeah. But at halftime, I told Tony, I talked to some other people, and we can beat that team. And if the third quarter, first drive, we just could have put that one in, and we were on the way. It was looking pretty. And then just from that point on, then the rain came, and it just all went that way.
All right. put me on a timer. I can probably do this in 60 seconds. Okay. Started slow, didn't tackle. Showed up after being scored on three times, answered with a score, and answered with another score on a crazy play because they were simulating our snap count, and our center just snapped the ball, and luckily Ray just happened to grab it and make something happen. And, we go in at halftime, we're down 16 and have played awful.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of a game last Saturday where a team came out and played awful. And
I wasn't going to say anything about that game, but now we'll talk about it in a little while.
Yeah, so it was like it was, the same Friday from the same Saturday. But the disheartening part is, and what was the frustrating part was, our guys were the ones that were missing tackles. Like our guys that have been with us for a while were missing tackles. And
some of your best – tacklers.
Yes. And like it was just, I don't even know, what in the world is going on? We asked him at halftime, we've got to tackle. We've got to be able to tackle. And you get the ball back in the second half and all the wind gets taken out of our side. We start moving the ball. We're doing all right. And then we get, on inside the 40. And we end up in a fourth down situation, don't pick up the first down. And from then on, it was just the wheels fell off. So it was not a good situation after that. It's hard to, in what we do, you're always trying to pull positives and there's enough negatives. So you're trying to pull positives and you're trying to find some things. And one thing that we have seen is some of our kids are growing up. Some of our kids are handling adversity a lot better. And ultimately, if we can teach these guys how to handle just a little bit of adversity through some football, then we've done a good job in that aspect. But we have seen improvement from some guys. I think Tylan Parrish has improved greatly at center. I think he's gotten a ton better. He still has work to do, but nobody on the field is perfect, but he's gotten a ton better and consistent on snaps. I thought from going under center to snapping the ball out of gun, he's been consistent, and that's not the easiest thing to do, especially with a nose guard over you or a shade or something like that. So he's improved greatly. I think we've obviously seen improvement from De'Aaron Riley. He's improved, and he's one of those guys that, we've already put the wheels in motion. Like, you're a guy that we're going to have to depend on greatly. He's shown some improvement, seen some improvement from other guys like Ja'Corian Borden. The radio show is hard to do sometimes because all my guys have nicknames, and I'm like, I got to call them their real name. So Ja'Corian Borden has gotten a lot better and improved on the defensive side. He's improved. And we've seen advancements in that. But we've got to move on. Got to get ready for the next one, and the next one is here. And you know, I explained to the guys at practice yesterday. Would it be yesterday? Yeah, sure. Yesterday when this airs, I explained to the guys that the hay's in the barn, you know, and then I explained what that meant again. And the hay is literally in the barn. Like there's nothing else we can do. From a coaching staff standpoint, there's nothing else we can do. It's on you guys. And been a lot of distractions this week. There's been a lot of things going on this week, a lot of festivities. But ultimately, at the end of this homecoming rainbow is a football game, and we have to show up and perform.
And I think you will. Speaking of the game Friday night, I was impressed with Nate Pierce. He was in the backfield numerous times. I mean, it looked like at will, but he was too deep. He ran without being under control. If he would have been under control, there's no telling how many sacks he would have had.
Yep.
And I was kind of impressed with that. You know, if he can just harness some of that aggressiveness and kind of break down in the backfield and see what's what, I think he'll be okay. And talking about Wells, I think he done a very good job. I really do. He's running at halfback. He's in the slot. He's a receiver. So, I mean, doing all of that, I think that's going to grow him up a lot to know that, you know, you're dependent on him a lot. And, Coach, I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, it seems like to us up there in the booth that everybody's looking to Raylon. And he can't take it on by himself. He's trying. Don't get me wrong. He's trying. Yeah. And he's doing a well of a job of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, other guys like y'all were talking about when we opened up that – you know, our leading tackles last year are missing them.
Yeah.
And we just got to get that under control.
Yeah, I think Ray feels that pressure. And, you know, early in the season for Ray, there was, you know, he got frustrated and like, he didn't handle it well. And we've built on that and built on that. And, you know, facts are facts. And the facts are Ray will have a chance to play on Saturdays.
Sure.
He's got offers. He's verbally committed to UNA. You know, there may be other offers that may happen or whatever. So he's got a chance to play on Saturday, and I've explained to him, and we've talked and just kind of understanding, like, number one, this isn't the end of the world. You're going to get to play at the next level. And number two, this isn't the end of the world. There's other things, like, there's other bad things that happen. So, just harness that and understand, you know, build on it and grow on it. And he's done that, and now – like you said, he's trying to put the weight of the team on his shoulders, and has done a good job of that. But yeah, you're right. We've got to have some guys step up. We got to have some guys that can help kind of relieve the stress on him. And that's, you know, that can be Tristan, that can be Darren Riley, that can be Jimmy. Christian Jimison, Christian Jimison, you know, even down to like Max, my son, like I get on his butt all the time. Like we've got to have you be able to come in and get reps and spot play. Like Ray's playing both sides of the ball. He's playing special teams. Like we're trying to find a time to get him off the field to get a break. But like you gotta be learning all the time. You gotta be ready to go. And and he shows, you know, again, like he's my youngin, so I'm harder on him than anybody.
Hey,
like,
my youngin.
Yeah, like he literally drives me crazy. Like he's, you know, my guys have all given me gray hair, but Max covers both sides, so he's my son and one of my players, so he's giving me double gray hairs. But I was. Like, when he came in last week, Ray had that long touchdown. We came in for the two-point conversion. I told him coming off the field, I was like, man, that's, like, you did a heck of a job. Like, you're standing here watching the game. You know what's going on, but all of a sudden you got to go in. You got to throw a ball. And, he took the snap, threw a good ball.
He did.
And we were able to get the two-point conversion. So, you know, that development, but all those guys, just we got to continue to improve, you know.
Well, Coach, we're playing a team this week, 4-2,
mm-hmm.
1-2 in region play. They've lost to Lee Scott and Glenwood, which are the top two in our region,
mm-hmm.
And they beat Dadeville.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it before. This is a kind of a, like you said, the haze in the barn. This is another must win ball game.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go to the playoffs this year, this is a must win game. How's practice been this week, and how have you prepared for Beulah?
Well, first off, I try to be real understanding with homecoming, but
I know you hate it.
I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
It's the best week of the year.
I understand it. Jokingly, on Monday afternoon, there was, you know, chaotic stuff going on. There was an activity, and our cheer sponsor was already stressed out. And I was like, hey, listen, this is going to be so much fun. We're going to do it again next week. She's like, no, I will not, you know. So, overall, practice has been pretty good. Guys have had a lot of energy and have come out and kind of locked in on what's going on and preparing. And we still have a couple guys that are we've been hit with injury bug, and then we've been hit with some sickness. We won't have Ja'Kari Brown again this week, and we won't have Jacob Swain again this week. So, hopefully they will get better soon, but having some health issues. You know, we got to move on. And I would like to have both of them in the lineup, but it's just not possible. But we got to move on, and we're moving some people into some spots and moving some people around. And Ronaldo Riggins is a kid that – came and he, you know, he told me all last year, I'm a basketball guy. I was like, man, come play football, you're an athlete. So he came out, and he's learning, but he is he gets after it, yes sir, no sir. He does a good job of learning as fast as he can, and he's a junior, but he's another one that is gonna have to step up and play on both sides of the ball. So he's playing some receiver, playing some DB, and so he's got to step up and play. So, but practice has been pretty good. We're looking forward to game day. Hoping we have a big crowd, and that's gonna be key for us. Like we've got to have a good crowd. We have to have a loud crowd. We got to have. You know, for old time's sakes, we're gonna hang the tin back up, and I hope we have some kids beating on it and making some noise when the other team has the ball, and you know that environment is what we have to have, and it, you know, it's kind of like the Chillsburg game was that environment. It felt like the old crowd when we played Chillsburg, and we need that crowd again. Tomorrow night, tonight, whenever this airs, good Lord, Thursday night, we need that crowd to be there and to support, you know. And it's about, man, it's just about supporting the kids through all of it, through win, loss, whatever else, you know. That stadium's seen some magnificent games over the past couple of years, and the same energy is being put into it by the kids now, and they deserve that fan base to be there and to support them through all of it. And and when I say that, you know, it's it's okay. Number one, it's okay to support them through losses. Number two, it's okay to tell them when they when they messed up. You know, like my dad would give me the report after games, like you missed blocks, you didn't wrap up, you didn't, like. You know, like one game, I come off the field, my coach grabbed my face mask, and I'm 6'5", and he was about 5'8", and he pulled me down to his face and told me something that was not very wonderful. I don't even remember what he said, but I know he was mad. And so I get home, and I'm like, did you see, Coach? Man, he got all over me. And my dad's like, you better be glad I couldn't get a hold of you. I'm like, I missed a block, or I missed a, you know, I didn't think it was that big a deal. But it's okay to do that too. But like, it's even okay to say that I'm crazy. Like, worst coach ever. That's a little extreme. Like, I'm not the worst coach ever yet. I heard that in the crowd one week, you know. I'm like, I'm not that bad, you know. But again, be supportive. Like you're either part of Tiger Nation or you're not part of Tiger Nation. Like, don't just be, you know, don't just have the T-shirt and the cowbell when it's easy, you know. And that's key, and that's important for the guys to see too. Like, you can't just show up when it's easy. You show up when it's easy, then you're not learning anything. So, show up when it's hard too.
Well, that's just like Friday night. You know, I was kind of disappointed in the mm-hmm. crowd. Mm-hmm. I know it was raining. Don't get me wrong. I know it was wet. It's a little cool. Mm-hmm. Wind was blowing. But I was still kind of, you know. And Greg and I talked about it in the post game show about how important, you know, even when you're losing, how important Cumberland Nation is.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to have the people there behind the guys, right? Because if they're not there, then why, you know, if the crowd's not there, then mm-hmm. why should the guys get up to play?
Right.
So, you know, we really, really worked on it Friday night before we went off the air mm-hmm. about Cumberland Nation being there this week.
Yeah. Coach, we are out of time because – you have senior dinner,
yep,
and you're going to, let's just say, eat. And Tony and I have
steaks.
To get scraps tonight.
You're going
to
eat steaks.
Yeah, we're scrapping tonight.
I'm going to eat a ham sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly. I don't know.
Look, I don't know if it's legal, but I'll definitely drop a thank you to Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union for sponsoring our senior dinner this week too. So
great,
they're our banner sponsor. So.
Gotcha,
sir. So they're right on time.
Good. Well, they helped us make this happen, and man, it's great. I love the senior dinner aspect of it, win or lose.
I do too.
I enjoy it. So.
Well, Coach, have a
we're gonna have hibachi soon, and I'll get you guys mm-hmm. over for that one. How about that?
Well, Coach, have a great game, because you said there have been some magnificent games played over the past couple of years, and I truly believe tomorrow night there'll be another one. Because, Coach, you know, we believe in you. We believe in your coaches, and we believe in the kids. I mean, this has been a season to watch them grow up, mm-hmm. and I think there are big things to come from this team.
Yeah, I think so. I love these kids. They're frustrating sometimes, but I also go to bat for these kids any chance I get, and opportunities like this to be able to talk about them and just kind of give them the praise they deserve is huge too.
Well, all right,
like Coach said, they can drive him nuts. He can get mad. He can holler at them, but at the end of the day, he loves them like they're there. He's on.
That's right.
So,
and the cool part about this show now is that when you are listening to it, we're about 30 minutes away from kickoff. So. Go get them, Coach.
Yes, sir. I've probably already yelled at a kid by now.
It's the Coach Adam Fawcett Show.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Fawcett Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the B.B. Comer Tigers, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network on Mix 106.5, the Comer Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.